This slide starts with our new structure, with octamer cores spaced at 120 angstroms, as described above. After the electron microscopist extrudes the entire nuclear contents from the cell, which probably causes total disruption of the highly ordered native structure, then the protein N-termini, their positive charges being no longer neutralized by the negative charges on tetraplex DNA, and they furthermore being unable to establish comparable charge interactions with twisted duplex DNA, will repel each other, giving rise to a spacing in the neighborhood of 240 angstroms, which is in fact the general magnitude of the spacing seen in the beads on a string electron micrographs. You may be wondering, do I really believe that this is the explanation for what we see in these electron micrographs? The answer is, I don't really know. I only know that from my perspective, this explanation is far less a stretch of the imagination than the alternative belief, which to me is the very height of absurdity, namely that DNA can be twisted, super twisted, then quaternarily twisted, so that the entire cell nucleus becomes one massive Gordian knot, and yet still replicates not only flawlessly, but with astonishing speed. That I find to be utterly beyond belief.